For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Well, I'm going to speak about the second half of the Seder, the beginning. If we have time, we'll go back to Kerah. Second half of the Seder speaks about the Matnas Kahuna. Matnas Kahuna. The Rambam says, Nichos Bikurim, look, the Rambam will say, Esu V'yabba Matonis Nitu Lekenen. Described in today's Seder, 24 Matonis were given to the Kenen. Matonis means a gift. See, the difference between Levim and Kenim, Levim is Chelef Avidoso. Levim, they worked in the Mikdash, that's what they paid, the salary. And there's no Kedusha in it. The Kenim were given Meteras Matona, a gift. Moshav Legdulel, Moshav Shamloch Meglem. All the matonis and the mikdash, almost all the bosov, all the meat for the kotkotchim, kainim and chatzchina, they should eat it, roast it. Because the melech, you know, the kong pesach, the ventoli, and roast it. Chatzchina ventoli. The whole kain, the alkula nich zubris. There's a bris. The bris, the agreement, to give them down bris. The whole Kayan chain of Meida Bahem, Eilach Chedek Bekayan, he has to be Meida in the mit, that he has a right to it. The whole Eichel Matonis has Bagdusha. If he eats something as Kedusha, like Terume or other things, Mevorech has to make a Brocha. Asher kidshonu b'kdushose shel Aaron v'tzivonu lechol kach v'kach. If he's eating the bosal chatos, shonu mitzvesa tzivonu lechol b'sar chatos, b'sar oshram, and v'enter. Truma, the last Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, kol ha'echol Truma, anybody eats Truma, has to say, b'roch asher kidshonu b'kdushose shel Aaron v'tzivonu alachilas Truma. Interesting, Truma is not eaten only by Kayanim. The wife of a Kayan, even the Bas Yisroel, she eats Truma. And Evet Kayan, Evet Kenani from a Kayan, also has the right to eat Truma. It seems that he would also make a bracha. Shalom and Shosh Shalom, that's a bissel nit for scandal, a bissel scoshy lahovin. A woman, she's a wife of a Kayan, she says Shosh Shalom. Oh, but an Evet Kenani of a Kohen, it's a bit of schwer to verstehen. I mean, I don't want to go into this, but it's a besonder Pshash. Then the Rambam goes and he enumerates all the Chavdalet's 24 Matnas Kahuna. He puts them into different categories. Shmeina Matonis Mehem, Einechem Eisom Mele B'Mikdash. There's 8 Matonis Kahuna must be eaten by the Kenim in Beis HaMikdash, in Beis HaMikdash, not outside, not in Yerushalayim or the Mikdash. Yeah. Then he says, Chomesh, another 5, Yerushalayim, Lifnim Mechemos Ha'ir, in the old city of Yerushalayim, inside of the Chemo. The Chomesh Matonis, Be'eretz Yisrael Bofat. And I'll tell you, Eretz Yisrael, like Truman, for instance, and so on. The Chomesh Matonis, Zechem Bo HaBein Ba'oros, Bein B'chutz Lo. The 5 Matonis was from Pinyon HaBen. If you have a Pinyon HaBen, even right here in America, you have, of course, given to the Kain. So it's got nothing to do with Jerusalem, and Beis HaMikdash, with Eretz Yisrael. Another 5. U'matono achas, Zechem Bo HaBein. Then there's 1 Matonis, the last one, that is the Eures Eulim. The eros, the skins of the kovanela belong to the king. So the Rambam, then the Rambam goes and enumerates all of them. Wait a minute. What are the eight in the Migdos? Bosor Chatos, right? Bosor Chatos, and that includes Chatos Ha'of and Chatos Behema. The Rambam includes as one the Bosor Chatos for the Behema and the Chatos Ha'of, a bird. Chatos Ha'of also has the Malikia belong to the Ken. So that's one mitzvah, one matzah. Then he said, Basar Ha'oshom. Basar Ha'oshom is two. There are two kinds of Ha'oshoms. Ha'oshom Toloi and Ha'oshom Fadrai. It's counted as one. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. That is the Kabbonis and Shavuos. Shlomim Shal Tzibur and Shavuos. The third one. Umeisar Ha'oema. Whatever is left from the Ha'oema, belongs to the Canaan. Shoy Minchas from Israel. Stay Alechem and Shuas, Lechem Apolim, Abu Shabbos, Luk Shemesh and Shemetzera, and all of them must be eaten in the base of Mikdash. That's one category. Then the Chomesh in Ersis and Yerushalayim, Chazar Sheikhs of Shlomim. Shlomim, the Kotzim Kalam, you can eat it in all Yerushalayim. The Hamura Minatzeda, Shlomim is one, Seder is two. Then El Nozir is three. Ubechei Baim and Tera, Bechor, for the sheep or the cattle, Babikurim. That's all belong in Yerushalayim. That's another five. Mine, the Chomesh, in Ochalim Yerushalayim. Yeah, another five Nets Israel. Truma's Maisa, Chale, and Reshus Ages and Soda Chuzo. Soda Chuzo comes Yevo. Somebody in Magdalachuzah goes to the Canaan. So the last two, Reishon HaGez and Sarachuzah, are Chulin. But Truma, Truma's Maisa, and Chalet, was with Kedesh. Have to eat Metara. Umahin HaChomesh Bechol Mokim, Matonis, Matonis, Zreil Chiyayim V'Kevo, Vidin HaBem, Petach HaMer, Gezel HaGer, HaChomet. And who's the last one? Eros Oilers. Yeah. Then the Rambam has a geshef which Canaan gathers without Shemishma, Dafkin, the Canaan are on service, or the whole Canaan, something, not a geshef. Then the Rambam goes ahead. The Rambam is a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam enumerated all 24 Matzah Gurim. And he forms them into groups. Fine. Zok the Rambam yes, Moro Chachomim, Matonis Seil of the Rachel. The Gemara, the Chazal, Baba Kamen, Nochelsa, Rashi brings in since Chachomim, and they have a different way of categorizing Tapus Kum. What is a different way? Esel b'migdos, 24 like this. There are 10 in the Migdos, not 8, there's 10. Abba b'Yerushalayim, not 5 but 4. Esel b'Gvulin, 10, 4 and 10. Esel b'Migdos, the same thing. Chatzos Behemah is 1, Chatzos Ha'if is 2. Before, the Rambam counts it as 1, here it counts it as 2. The Rambam counts Chatzos Ha'if separate, Chatzos Behemah is separate. Because Chatzos Ha'if is a different category. There was no Shechita by Nof. There was Malika. So the Chachomim counted, the Chachomim in the Talmud counted differently. Oshom and Oshom Tolu. Again, the Rambam counted it before as one. All of a sudden he counted it as two. Etamaisa. Zivri Shamet Sibol, Shamet Mosera, and so on and so forth. Alba Yerushalayim, Bechor, Bikurim, and Tedor and Nozil and then it's Kotcha.
Chazar Shaif is all one.
What happens to
Tedor, Nozil, and Shlomo?
I don't, Shlomo, not Shlomo.
instead of
gold. And, what happens to Shlomo? Esa begvulen. What are the begvulen? Truma, Truma's Meisa Vechale, Vereis Gesem, Vereis Dat Gesem Atonis, Pidyan Aben, so the Rambam is not interested in only in Eretz Yisrael or the Philip Choloelam. So he says Truma is Eretz Yisrael and Matonis, Matonis in the whole world, Pidyan Aben the whole world, Pidyan Petach Amer, so the Chloe, so the Chuzo, Gesem Lager. Ufich has been there, yeah, so all the Kotzim Kalim is one and Matonis, Chotzim is Sheikh, and we call Mezelach Shlomim, and so on. In other words, the Rambam says that Chachomim have a different way of categorizing. I was always puzzled, what is the Rambam accomplishing there? The Rambam is basic. What does he have to tell us as a difference, how you categorize the 24 Matonis the way he did it, or the way the Talmud does it? There's no nafkimin in the halacha, whether you count Oshim Tola in Oshim Vada as one or two, the Maishkas don't differ, it's still 24. Anyway, look at 24. This has always puzzled me. The Rambam's used in Mekatsa, there's no extra words. All of a sudden, the Rambam Jalvet is, I can't so perik, bikurim, this has puzzled me for years. If anybody has a terence, I'm always open to suggestions. Now there's another Rambam.
Maybe the love to be choilek al kahuna is you'd be like it for each one that you're over on. So it depends. Let's say you're choilek on Oshem Vade and Oshem Tola. Is it one malchus?
Two, three malchus. Yeah, but the mafosu zog mefeiros la na al maisha does not have to be. So nobody brings it. I'm happy to take that place.
Can you do it in a third?
Mom?
If you know just one category, which one's going to that?
Neither.
The Kohen said not to be nenet in one category of Matasuna.
The same Aloch and Kohen was the same thing. Now there's another Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam tries to explain why the Torah gave all these Matonis Kohen. So the Rambam in effect at the Bekitzah that a Kohen with all these Matonis Kehuna, he has, can never get rich on it, but he has enough, what we call in today's world, security. Listen to Rosh Rama. Zocha lekos bocha betrumis. First of all, a kohen gets truma, so he has food. Lachme, truma is of course dogen tiras v'yitzo. So he has lechem, he has bread, and he has wine. And oil. You need oil too. I mean, you need what to cook or bake with. The Zichle Matzon is Behemoth, the Kotcha Migdosh, Apostle Shalem. Now, what is that for meat? Meat he has, of course, the Israel Chayim Kevor, and he has the Beis HaMikdash. They had plenty of meat. Plenty of meat. In fact, stated the Chazal was a special doctor because the Canaan, they only used to have meat once or twice. Maybe we worked a week in on the Mishmah, then he had an awful lot of meat. So Chibari gets some poshut, so we they had a special doctor that the Canaan used to sometimes get ill from eating so much meat. Anyway, so meat they have plenty. Zichloi b'reishis ha'gez, little boys, when he gets clothing, has reishis ha'gez, his wife will work out and make garments out of it. B'reishis ha'gez, l'vushay, the Gezla Ger, let's say, and then remember that the Kohen sometimes can have Gezla Ger. If somebody steals from a Ger, and when he's caught, he swears false, and then he has to pay, not only pay back, and the Ger, meanwhile, he stole Gezla Ger, and he also left no family. So the Torah said, never mind, he has no family. The Kohen is the Yoyos. The Kohen is the family of the Ger, and he gets the Gezla Ger. And it can amount to some nice money. Chomim Sodakusa, opinion abchor, Shasla ain't a chelik benachlo. So the Rambam says, since you have the chelik benachlo, but if you look carefully and you examine carefully, through the Matonis Kahuna, the Kohen has enough to live by. Grace a gvir vet on it veren, chotcha fila tail secret, is farana sefri, is zesa brocha. Baruch Hashem Chaylai, sagt der Sefri, Reif Kenem Ashira. Er hat so meins, Reif Kenem Ashira. Where did he get rich? I don't know. From where? Reif Kenem Ashira. Reb Shimon says, never mind Ashira, they have security. My choice is the Rambam, he wanted to emphasize the Shita for Reb Shimon. He wanted to emphasize the Shita for Reb Shimon. A fakir, the Torah is not interested to make the Kenem rich. A Ryan, I said, but there are drush. The first Mishnah in Shas, Ve'emar say, Keren HaShema, Mishor Sha'akenem Nechnosim Lech B'Tzumosim. So I said, but there are drush, Ve'emar say, Keren HaShema, Shema Yisroel represents Mesiras Nefesh. So the Tanya, the first question, where did Jews get this Keach from Mesiras Nefesh in all ages, in all conditions, in the Yerkes Tzoros, in Europe, under the Nazis, and of course, I said, Rabbi Malchus, all Teres, Behemoth, I care in the Shema. You know where? Mishosha Kenim, Nechnos, Lechmos. The Kenim, they practice Ishtapkos, they don't look for riches. They have Truma. What is Truma? 2%. And in fact, the Mephoshim say, but Truma's son, a Kenim doesn't give himself, a Kenim, the Mephoshim say, Truma, from his own devil. He doesn't give 2%. Who does he give it to himself? He doesn't chito achas, but teras nakri. They're satisfied. A kain is mistapik b'mu'ed. Their keach for not losing for meisres. That gave the keach and the Claudius Royal. The kainim gave an a keach from Messias Nefesh. You see, who was Messias Nefesh? The Aladeiros. Pinchas, the Kanoi. Later on, who's the Kanoim?
Chashmoim.
Exactly. Does the keach from Messias Nefesh? So that's what the Rambam says here. You should know the Kenim can't get rich. It's interesting, the Rambam. He shows you that the Kaira gave enough that a person can get by. Can Grace agree with him? How is he going to marry off daughters? Alright, be able to marry them off. Whatever it is. But can Grace tells he'll have enough for whatever he needs. All right, now let's continue, Abyssal. Now, what about Levium? What about Levium? Huh? Levium also, and by Yemer Shal Aaron, be Artsom Le Sincho Vecher Gelilach Besechom, so Rashi said, Afila Bebizo. When the Jews went to fight the war, and they were victorious, they took in a lot of bezo, a lot of loot. Nevertheless, a Kohen and a Levi was not allowed to take anything from the Bezo. He takes a piece of the Bezo, it's Chai Malchus. It's Anlav, the Chelglich with Bezo. Why is Dr. Chinuch? Chinuch says, because it's not fitting, it's Pasachlich, that a Levi and a Kohen, well, the Kohen has Kovdal Manskun, but the Levi, he only gets 10%, that's it, that's Ruma, but a Levi should not feel he can take something from the Bezo. It's possible that somebody's the Migdosh, in the Sheirim, in the Besheirim, he's in the choir, whatever. It's possible that he should have, make a living from violence, from Shvichas Domen. And I want to tell you something very interesting. Farana Posik in Divrei Yom Dosser. David HaMelech zogt, v'ani b'onye chinesi, in my poverty, v'onye, I prepared the money to build the base of Mikdash. David couldn't build the base of Mikdash, but he prepared money to be building it. V'onye, zogt Yerushalmi, Shalmi says that v'onye means one at a time. He prepared, say, $1 million, put aside the base of Mikdash. Another one, but he couldn't have too much at one time because the Tehra Zog, the Kesev Zog, Layamalim, shouldn't have too much money. Comes again, Chameel Simcha, and he says, that's why he couldn't have, why couldn't he have in the Bezo? Why couldn't he have in the Bezo? When the Rebbe is not afraid to see Afis Reim, that's Rebbe Shift, and the Sefer Yereim. He takes issue with Rameel Simcha. He says, never mind Never mind Chesed is only Abel Meir. Chesed is only Abel Meir. It's only a mitzvah that he shouldn't have too heavy taxes. Misa. Shouldn't tax the people too much. That was the mistake of Rechavam. He put on too much taxes, so there was revolt in Rechavam. But if a king goes to war and he takes in Bezor, he can have as much as he wants. David HaMelech, there's no question, he had plenty of Bezor. So the whole pshat, he says, I'm going. But Mildachtor Mersimcha Gerech, because money from Bezor, you cannot build the base of Migdosh. The Bezor base of Migdosh, David collected money from all the Shvatim, every Shevet have a Chelik state. That's the kind of money you use to base of Migdosh. You don't build it with that. Alright, let's continue. Now at the very end of the Seder, we'll go to the very end of it, if we have time we'll come back to it. Very end of the Seder, Fana Pasik, Vachalta Meise Bechol Mokeh, Atama Meise, Adalavim can eat of Nidhi, Meise, Bechol Mokeh, any place. Ki Socha Hulachem Chedav Avidashim Omeh, this is not something that has Kiddush, it's a Socha, this, you pay, just get a salary. You earn the Beis Hamikdash, you get paid 10% of Maisa. Zokt Rashi, b'chol makim afil Beis Hakavod. Afil Beis Hakavod. It's a Gemara in Yevamos. Interesting Gemara though, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, and the Kohenim is after Ezra, when a Knas from Ezra, that the Kohenim get the Maisa. So Rabbi Kiva wanted that she shouldn't take it, so he made the altar in Beis Shalom, and the king can look at the Ranya in Beis HaKvot. But if I got pushed to Kashi, how can you eat the Beis HaKvot? You're not allowed to take a broch in Beis HaKvot. Huh? So Rav the Rambam says, that the Gemara says, most of the broch is not allowed, in the Chalei Gloros, you can't read Krishma in Beis HaKvot, so the Rambam works Krishma, and if you do read it, you're not Yitzir, you have to read it again outside. If the Ravid says, if the Rambam meant to say, Beis HaKvoros, that you can't be Yitzir, Lo Maklum. He said nothing. In other words, the Ravid disagrees. It's a chnit kimokim, in mokim, mostly the Beis HaKisa, if you read it, Sachamokim mitunif, how can you read the Beis HaKisa, but you have not Yitzir. But in the Beis HaKvoros, the chnit kimokim mitunif, if you did it, but you haven't yet, in the Sach Possum House with the Raven, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Tov with the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, look at the Tzvila, Siminayin Aleph, Zokter on the Shulchan Aruch, as you read, Fishman, Beisa Kvoros, you're not Yetzer, you're Gafrad, read it again. In the Mishnah Berurah says, that for Nesveg, and the Kegman, and the Tzvila, and other things, it's most Paskin to read with the Raven. When it comes to Krishman, to read Krishman again, what's Man after me? Oh, so according to the Rambam, how could they eat in Beis HaKvoros? It's the stomach kash. The stomach kash. Oh, but it's Nitkin Reise kash. Now let's continue now. I want to tell you one Balaturim, and then from there we'll go back to Kerach. There's a posik in Kerach, a very strange posik. After the Maaser, there was a Magefa, 14,700 people, as they say. Then they all came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and what did they say to him? What did they say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hayim tamnu ligvaya. Hayim tamnu ligvaya. Yes? Hayim tamnu ligvaya. Oh. Vayemu b'nei Yisrael ha-Moshe. Hein govanu, avadnu, kolonu avadnu. Some people have perished by Kerach, some by the Magefa. Right? Hayim tamnu ligveya. Zokta balaturim. Hayim tamnu, you find the maseres hayim in two places. Hayim tamnu ligveya. And there's a posik in Eiv. Hayim enes rossi bi vitushia nitchem imeni. That Eiv says, Ezrosi, my wife, Ezra. Ezra connected. And tushia stera. Tushia, the Gemara says, Matish Kechashon, Sokta Balasurim Azei, Misha Eino Yisho. If somebody has no wife, or somebody doesn't learn, He's Haim Tam Lulikvaya. He's as good as that. And we have to balance over. Ain't no tzeva, and he has no wife? Huh? Yeah. Is a Eba as Rossi be as Rossi is a wife and she has there. It's interesting to say, we know the Yimor says in the Dora Mabor, Shum Kemesim, Oni Metzera V'Suma Meshein Lebonim, but he says about Asurim that Ein Lo Tero, Ein Lo Yisho, this is Pshat Kashur, as Mamish HaMes. Mamish HaMes. Suma, so I said, they might say about Asurim. It's about Asurim, and it's the Chastir of Nigmore. Sekla.
Now let's... Both together or either one?
Right, either one. Either one. Yeah, what? Now, getting back to Kerach. Vayikach Kerach, Kerach said, Kol Eidah Kul Gdeshav Sech Mashiach. What Chat Kulam Shomu Ahal Sinai. Now, there's the Rambam in Yosede Hatzera, Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. Yosede Hatzera, the Rambam reads, like the Maimon Hal Sinai. The Rambam reads, Bechlau, like Nevuah. The Rambam says that Nevuah is one of Yosede Hadas, right? To believe that Rabbeinu Shlom is communicates with human beings, right? Rabbeinu Shlom communicates with human beings. Kochafil is the Faran, Faran and Erechayim in Bereshis. The Erechayim says Amot Yerzach. In Bereshis states, right before the marble, Vayim HaShem, La Yodayt Ruchi Bo'odom Lo'elo. Zoktam Erechayim, until the days of the marble, there was always communication between Hashem and the Bria. Hashem, God spoke to Adam Rishon, of course, and he said to Chava, Yehema Eloisho, and he spoke to the Nochosh. There was free and easy communication. Since the marble, Zokter Achayim, there's no more communication. The Muslim says, I am no Shaykhus in the world. Once in a while, I'll speak to another, he'll speak. When Yaino Hanovi spoke to him once, Yaino Hanovi spoke to the dog. He also says prayers, and the dog is special. There are three brias in the world: Shamsim, Ponim, Kinek, Ponim, Odom Yishne, and the Nochosh, and the dog, fish. So Rashi, why? The dog, Rabbi Shalom, talked to the dog once in 6,000 years. It's an Andobriya. So they see the importance. But after the marble, the fasting, there's no communication. So, Achutz Nevir. And the Rambam says, this is me, say the Adas. Say the Adas, Leila Asher Hashem, Menaves Mnei Hodom. He does, of course, it's not to everybody. It must be a Novi, the whole list of qualifications. So on. Then in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, Chet HaRamam Arom, all about the Nevuah of Meshe Rabbeinu. Right? Nevuah of Meshe Rabbeinu, you say it in the Animaimis, in the Mamish Kodim and Nevi'im Emes, in the Mamish Nevuah of Meshe Rabbeinu, it's a different category. And the Kesef Mishnah says, I am a Sefer O'Ikrim, Maim Arishim Perek Ches, Dio Rabbeinu. If you want to really know the depth and the extent of the whole of this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah tells you must look in Sefer Ikrim. Sefer Ikrim. So the Kashya, if the Terrace gets Gamacho Yamin Loilam, Hine Anoichi Boy Lecha Ba'av Onon, the Maimon Har Sinai guaranteed the Gamacho Yamin Loilam. Why do we accept Terrace Mishnah till this day? Because of the Maimon Har Sinai. He was appointed, but the Ikrim calls him, he was a Shliach. Besides, I know he was a Shliach. If that's the case, we come to stack in the Kerach, you all of a sudden start a rebellion. A good to catch, you know? In the Emes and the Gemara and Baruchas, the Machlekes of Bayi Verome, Gemara and Baruchas clears, Yechanan Kein Godel, Shemesh Bekuna Gedela Shmeinim Shono, Sof Nasa Tzuduki. He was a Kein Godel, 80 years became a Tzuduki. So we can design, Abaya says, So will have a bishop. Somebody who's good never turns bad. What happened to Yechanan Kein Godel? He must have been a Roshi to begin with, and he did Tshuva. Sef Yomav, you reverted back. Rav Amar says no. Rav says it's possible even a tzaddik gomel can turn. According to Rav, we have no problem with Kerach. He was a tzaddik. He heard all my melasin, everything came out. Oh, but according to Abaye, we must understand what happened to Kerach. There's only one excuse, call an excuse. Excuse of the Medrash. The Medrash says that it was his wife's fault. His wife made him, what, you're going to be mezalzel, make fun of you, make sure Rabbeinu, he took you, and you're a Levi, he shaved all the hair on your whole body, and Aaron, he went ahead and made Aaron, made a prince out of him, so on, and you gave you're nobody, you're nothing. So she is, and of course he had a gvir, also a guy there, so that's what, Aisha Shomel and Bible also. That's the only explanation. Unfortunately, there was Giver that let him off. I mean, otherwise there's no way to understand the whole Indian of Kerach, that Kerach went off on a tangent, so to speak. So this was standard of Gansu Mois. Gansu Mois is for standard. So I know Gemara Baba Basra, speaking about Kerach. Gemara says in Baba Basra, I think it was Rabbi Bachole, but Basra in the Nasfina, Dafayemi, that they came to a place and they heard the B'nai Kerach. The B'nai Kerach Lemesu, somehow they were saved in Gehenim. And every Rosh Chodesh, it seems that it turns and turns inside Gehenim, and every Rosh Chodesh you can hear him saying, Meshe Emes v'tzerose Emes v'heim badoy. V'heim badoy. They were not telling the truth. They were doing. So why happens Rosh Chodesh? Why does Rosh Chodesh have something to do with it? Just like the Levona Kitrigo. The Levona said, yes, the same old stuff from Kesdechor. And the stuff that he was punished, should have accepted it. Right? Should have accepted it. Just like the Meshin Yeshua. Meshin Yeshua. Chazal Zogna Pnei Meshin Ki Pnei Chama. So Reb Chaim Valozhin, Reb Yankiv Hem, the same thing. Reb Chaim Bekitzer, he says like this: what was the Levona and the Chama? The Levona said, "Yeshel Shnei Melochim Zishkapten Kesef." Oh, but Meishe Rabbeinu, Meite Golam Hashem Neviim. Yeshua came running into Meishe Rabbeinu, Pastor Balesko. Eldor umeidor besnabem amachler. Right? What did Meishe Rabbeinu say? In other words, Yeshua said, Dabo rechod v'do. That could be only one leader. Can't have two leaders equal. Not the only one. But Meishe Rabbeinu said, you can have two equals. Today, you can have two chad v'dos. So Zebendach has been Meishe, Kibbele Chama, Meishe, Kibbele. That's why, at the end of the Chumash, right, when the Rebbein Shalom says to Meisha, Ato Tov, to Yeshua rather, Ato Tovi as B'nai Yisrael. Meisha said to Yeshua, Ato Tovoi as B'nai Yisrael. So Rasha Tovi in B'nai Yisrael, you'd be equal. But the Rebbein Shalom said, no, Yeshua, you can't be equal with somebody. You must have all by yourself. Ato Tovi. So we double the door. So that's why the scheme said, "Pnei Meishe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Shuach min Levona." That was the whole machlekes from Kerach. Kerach wanted kol ayla kolam kadesh, kol ayla kadesh. So that's what came from Shchedes. Tafke from Shchedes and Levona. See what happened to Levona? Kids were gone. That's what Levona. Incidentally, they've called the inyan from Kerach. I mean, it's a very different Indian. I mean, it's not the glass of Indian. But if I start the Pshat of Azhe, Kerach wanted the Levim should be the Kerem. State of Tanya, Sefer Tanya, in the fifth Per Chamish, you find it. B'Shem Ariyah Kodesh. Lo'os is Lo'ovim and the Levim, they'll be the Meshosim in the Mikvah. Why? Because the Kerem of Mechesed, the Levi is Gevurah. In this world, you can't have war. You can't be perfect. Even though Ben Shalom is great in the world. So he wanted to be B'midas HaDin, Al-Kim, what he saw it can't exist. I have to have shinta for me to sahachna. Das a ken, he's a chesed, the ken is chesed. But the lady is ruler. Ken, Kerach wanted it to be ready, Levim to take over. Stand? Levim, they're ruler. The minister said, no, now's not the time. The time has not arrived yet. Most loving Mashiach will come to Levim. We'll take him. Right now it's Kerem, must have Aaron and Kerem. That was the machlekes from Aaron and Kerem. Well, I think we'll stop here, no? Anybody have any questions here? A lot of talking, Kerem. Rashi talks, the pastor do the offer and addresses. There's a lot to talk here. But the Ikea, the problem, my problem that I mentioned at the beginning, was the Matonis Kahuna, that the Rambam has a whole perek explaining first the way he categorizes Chosdalit Matonis Kahuna, and then he has to tell you what the Chachomim in the Talmud says. Why not give me that? Don't we all look? That's something you don't understand. Okay. Our basic next week, we'll be there on September 7:30. Today is a special show.
Could a Kohen's married to a Matzah Tzulis? Can he still eat Truma?
Was a lady, how could he eat Truma?
No, a Kohen. A Kohen's married to Isha Tzulis. Monoking Allah.
He himself, yeah. He doesn't lose the Kohen. There's a Mishnah in Satan. A Kohen is himself as a Kohen. But of course, probably had a knas on him. I don't think that would
mean. And then Mr. Macharia says he can't do a void, he can't do it, and all the
things. That's not knas,
also knas. The knas Truma yet?
Truma, Felita leader.
Is he allowed? Is he?
He's not allowed to have his psula. Never mind allowed.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.